Is that the Holy Spirit talking to me? Hello there, this is Dr. Pete Pavelic. Thank you so much for joining me for this edition of the Daily Devo. Don't forget about our website, pastorpete.org. I want to take just a minute to ask you, or invite you, maybe is a better way to put it, to also consider praying about becoming a financial supporter of this podcast and of our ministry. We could use your support and your help. If you are one of our supporters, as always, thank you so much for supporting this ministry and helping us get the message out around the world every single day. If you want to become a supporter, you can do that at pastorpete.org, or you can look in the show notes and you'll find the address there where you can mail your check in. Today, I've been reflecting in Acts chapter 13, where it says this, "So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus." Now, a couple of things here real quick. Number one, they were sent out by the Holy Spirit. I think a lot of times we talk about being sent by God or being sent by Jesus or called by God or called by Jesus, but it's very clear here that the Holy Spirit is doing the sending, that the Holy Spirit is the one who sent them. And I believe that the Holy Spirit is the one that is sending you and I more often than not as well, because He is the one living inside of us. He is the one prompting us and giving us everything we need as men and women of God to live out the calling that is on our life. And so we need to be in tune with and sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit. So how can we know the Holy Spirit is talking to us? I'm going to give you four quick things. Number one, we know the Holy Spirit is speaking when we've heard Him through prayer and meditation and even fasting. If you back up a couple of verses before this, that's what's going on. The believers are worshiping and praying and fasting when they hear the Holy Spirit say, "Set apart for me, Paul and Barnabas." So we've got to be in prayer. We've got to be in meditation. We've got to be fasting. We've got to be doing the right things if we want to expect to hear the Holy Spirit. The second thing is we need to be looking for and listening for the confirmation of others. The Holy Spirit will oftentimes speak to more than just one person about the same thing so we can get confirmation from one another. If you're hearing the Holy Spirit telling you something and others you trust around you that you know are praying and fasting and worshiping and doing the right things are hearing and sensing the same thing from the Spirit, then hey, you're on the right track. That is the Holy Spirit more than likely talking to you and not just a good idea that you think you have. The third one, and this one's important, whatever it is you're hearing has to align with Scripture. If it doesn't align with Scripture, well, then it's not the Holy Spirit talking to you. The Holy Spirit is not going to contradict the Word of God. I can't tell you how many times, but more than I have taken time to count, someone has told me something like, and this is a specific example, "Pastor, I feel like the Holy Spirit, or I feel like God has told me to divorce my spouse." Listen, that doesn't line up with Scripture 99.9999999% of the time. So I don't think that's the Holy Spirit. I think that might be the burrito you got from Taco Bell last night speaking to you, but that is not the Holy Spirit. So it's got to line up with Scripture. If it doesn't line up with Scripture, if it contradicts Scripture, if it goes against Scripture, it's not the Holy Spirit. And then number four, the last one is, if it's the Holy Spirit, you're going to feel some inner conviction about it. There's not going to be any doubt in your heart and in your mind. You're going to know with great confidence and great certainty that this is what God, the Holy Spirit, is calling you and even commanding you to go do. So look for those four things if you think it might be the Holy Spirit talking to you. Am I praying, fasting, meditating? Am I in the right spiritual posture? Am I getting confirmation from other people? That's generally there. It's not always, but many times, most of the time, it is. Does it align up with Scripture or not? And am I convicted about it? God bless you. I hope that helps you, and I hope it encourages you. I pray you have a wonderful day in the Lord. Come over and visit me at pastorpete.org. And like I said, if you'd like to become a financial partner with us, we could really use your help as we continue to get this podcast out, and many, many others around the world every day as we share the gospel. God bless you. Come visit us, PastorPete.org.